Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. We left off in daf Kuf Lamed Vavam Beis. We're at the two dots on Kuf Lamed Vavam Beis. So the Mishnah had said in discussing Reish Sagez that there are certain chumras that you have by Reish Sagez that you don't have by Yisrael L'Chayim Bekevim and vice versa. So the Mishnah had said that chumr b'Yisrael L'Chayim Bekevim Reish Sagez, that the chumras that Yisrael L'Chayim Bekevim have over Reish Sagez is that Yisrael L'Chayim Bekevim are noig b'bakor, b'tzon, b'meruba, b'muat, and Reish Sagez is only noig b'rechelos and only noig b'meruba. So says the Gemara, chumr b'Zroa the chumras that Yisrael L'Chayim Bekevim have over Reish Sagez. So frak the Gemara, why don't we say the listening chumr b'Reish Sagez? Why don't we list the chumra that Reish Sagez has over Zro L'Chaim V'Keva in that Shenoig B'Treifos Mashen Kin Matanos, that Reish Sagez is Noig even on Treifa animals, whereas Zro L'Chaim V'Keva are not Noig on Treifa animals. So Amar Ravina, Hamani Rabbi Shimon Hi, maybe we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon, Detani Rabbi Shimon Poters a Treifos Mi Reish Sagez, that Rabbi Shimon Poters Treifos from Reish Sagez. So you can't tell me that Reish Sagez has a chumra in that it's Noig B'Treifos. Rabbi Shimon holds Reish Sagez is not Noig B'Treifos. So that's not a chumra that Reish Sagez has over Zro L'Chayayim V'Keva. My time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason for Rabbi Shimon that Reish Sagez is not Noig B'Treifos? So Yalef, Nesina, Nesina, Mi Matanos. He learns it out from Matanos, Gzereshav, Nesina, Nesina. Ma Matanos, Treifalo. Af Reish Sagez Nami, Treifalo. That just like Matanos, the halacha is, doesn't apply by a treifa, so too Reish Sagez also doesn't apply by a treifa. V'i yalef nesina nesina mimatanos lelef nesina nesina mitruma ma truma baritzin b'chutz laretz lo af Reish Sagez nami baritzin b'chutz laretz lo. Well, if you're going to learn this gzer shav of nesina nesina from Reish Sagez from matanos, why don't you learn nesina nesina Reish Sagez from truma? Truma also has a lashon of nesina, and therefore we should say that just like truma is a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz, is only noig in Eretz Yisrael, Reish Sagez also should only be noig in Eretz Yisrael. Why then does the Mishnah say that that's not so, that Reish Sagez is noig both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz? So if Rabbi Shimon is based on Nesina, Nesina from Nesina from Matanos, then he should have had a similar drash of Nesina, Nesina Mitruma, and that should have changed the halacha in terms of where Reish Sagez is Noheg. So it can't be that that's where Rabbi Shimon derives the halacha, that Reish Sagez is pater, that treifos are pater from Reish Sagez. So where does he get it from? Ela hainu taimed Rabbi Shimon, the yalef tson tson mi meiser, a different gzera shava, not nesina nesina, but rather gzera shava of tson tson from meiser. Ma meiser treifalo, af Reish Sagez nami, af Reish Sagez treifalo. That by meiser, just like by meiser, a treifa animal is not included in the chiyuv meiser behema, so too a treifa animal is not included in the chiyuv of Reish Sagez. V'hasa minalan, how do I know by meiser that a treifa animal is not chayiv in meiser? T'chsiv kol asher yavor tachas hashevet prat l'treifa she'ina overes. Says anything that passes tachas hashevet as opposed to a treifa that's not overes, that doesn't pass tachas hashevet. If you look at Rashi alters the gears a little bit. Yesh treifa she'ina overes tachas hashevet, Rashi says. There are types of treifas that are unable to walk. Kigon nechtechu ragla min arkuva lamala. Like an animal, if you cut off its leg from the joint and up, so that's going to be considered a treifa, and that animal obviously is not going to be able to walk. So Rashi just says what the Gemara must be assuming is uminayalif shar treifos, that even though there's only this one type of treifa that's unable to be over tachas hashevet, that's unable to walk, we're learning from that treifa to all the other treifos as well. That if it's true about this treifa, must be true about all the other treifos as well. That if this treifa is pater from meiser, other treifos must be pater from meiser as well. Very difficult drasha. Now, a lot of the Rishonim are bothered by this. The Achronim at least are bothered by this. What do you mean? The Gemara says that the drasha is anything that's not over tachas hashevet. So how could Rashi say, oh, so that includes, and the Gemara seems to say that's supposed to include all treifas. Why though? Ain't over tachas hashevet most treifos are able to be over tachas hashevet. There's one type of treifa you could think of where it doesn't have legs anymore, and therefore it's not over tachas hashevet. So how does that tell you that there's no such thing as a treifa that's going to be chayiv in Maaser Behema? That's what the Stipler wonders. And Kilus Yaakov, he says, how do I know? Minayin lam lil murkein. Maybe the Torah is only being memayed those that are taka, unable to walk, unable to be over tachas hashevet. But those treifos that are able to be over tachas hashevet, maybe they would be included in Maaser Behema. So the Stipler wants to suggest that maybe the way Chazal understood it is that the pasuk is not being makbid on the actual physical ability of the animal to go tachas hashevet. It's that, because even though Maaser Behema is done b'shevet, it's not a yesod of the ikarei mitzvah that it has to be tachas hashevet. It's not a primary element of the mitzvah. It must be that treifos are part of Maaser Behema, and the Torah gives me a hint of tachas hashevet as an example of the type of thing that's not going to be chayv and maaser behema. I mean, the Torah is not telling me a din over here. The Torah is giving me an example of the din. It's like a simon sibavart, that it's not the cause for the heter is not the inability to walk tachas hashevet. That's not what caused the heter. The heter is being a treifa. So one example of being a treifa is one that's unable to go tachas hashevet. That must be how Chazal understood this din of tachas hashevet. Stipler says that we have a problem based on what Tosfos writes. Tosfos in Dibra Maskel Prat, Tosfos writes, Tema min arkuva lamata nami eino overes. Even if the animal is cut from below the joint, the legs of the animal cut off below the joint, it also can't walk. And guess what? That's not a treifa. So Tosfos wonders, v'shema de eino chinami de nechnas l'dil l'sasar v'dochak. Says maybe eino chinami that Tosfos writes again. So Tosfos kasha is that even if you cut it at the very bottom part of the leg and it's not doesn't become a treifa at all, still it should fulfill this requirement of eino veres tachas hashevet. So you want to say that this animal also, even though it's not a treifa, should be putter from meiser because of this. So Tosfos says that mitocha sugya it appears that it taka is pater. Maybe that's actually true. And then Tosfos says v'dochak, but it's dochak to say that way. So says the Stipler from Tosfos, it's clear that his original approach is not correct. That his original approach, that the kepeda is not about being over tachas hashevet. Rather, the kepeda is just about being a treifa, and over tachas hashevet is just one example. You see from Tosfos, that's not correct. Why? Because Tosfos says, any animal that's not over tachas hashevet, eino chinami, is going to be pater from Maaser Behema. So you see that it is a din over tachas hashevet, even if it's not a treifa, even if it's only cut min arkuva ulamata. So you see that it's not a din treifa, it's a din in over tachas hashevet. So that's what the Stipler says, that the patur of treifos of being over tachas hashevet must come from a kal v'chomer, that it must be as follows, that if you have such a din, that an animal that's eino veres tachas hashevet is pater from meiser. Why? Because it's suffering some terrible illness, some terrible disability, that it's not able to be over tachas hashevet. That's enough to pater it from meiser, even if it's not a treifa, meaning even if the long-term ramifications of that disability will not cause the animal to die. So then kal v'chomer, if a disability or an illness that it's suffering is actually going to cause it to die, kal v'chomer, it's going to be pater from Maaser Behema. So it's not that over tachas hashevet is the equivalent of treifa. Over tachas hashevet is from where we're able to derive a kal v'chomer to treifa. Ein over tachas hashevet means the animal simply suffered some sort of injury, that it's missing its feet, it's unable to be over tachas hashevet. But it might not even be a treifa. It might be healthy enough to live for a very long time. But even that's considered ice behema to the extent that it's not going to be able to be chayiv in maestros. So kal v'chomer, an actual treifa, is not going to be chayiv in maestros. So that's the limud of over tachas hashevet. Now, one other thing before we read Vayter, the Gemara had suggested that why don't we learn one of the chumras of Reish Sages, that it's noeg in treifos as opposed to matanos are not noeg in treifos. The zrol chayay mekeva were not noeg on treifos. So the Gemara just takes that for a davar pashut. The Gemara just takes as an assumption that zrol chayay mekeva is not noeg on treifos. The Gemara never really gives a source how we know Zroel L'chayim V'keva are not knowing on Treifos. So there are two basic shitos. The Sefri, the Medrash, writes that it's based on the Pasuk, Me'es Zovche HaZevach, that it says by Matanos, by Zroel L'chayim V'keva, so we exclude Treifa because a Treifa is not considered a Zevach. The Shechita of a Treifa is not considered a legitimate Shechita, and Mimela, it doesn't fulfill the requirement of Me'es Zovche HaZevach. So the Achronim explain that that Drasha only works according to Rabbi Shimon, who we mentioned before in Daf Pei Aleph, who holds that Shechita She'en Ru'uya is Loshma Shechita. That if you hold that any Shechita She'en Ru'uya, any Shechita that's not going to make the animal mutter to eat, is not a legitimate Shechita, so you understand this Drasha very well. It's not called Zovche HaZevach when it's a treifa, because it's a shechita shein aruya. So that's not called a shechita. That doesn't fit the bill as zovchei hazevach. That is the Sefri's drasha. Rashi, however, understands over here, Rashi writes that the makar of the p'tur is from the drasha of the pasuk v'nasan lekohen, and we dashen v'lo lekalbo, that you give these matanos to the kohen, but the matanos are not meant to be separated just to give to your dog, just to throw to your dog. So a treifa, which behechreich cannot be eaten by the kohen, which can only be eaten by a dog, so you can't. So it's not going to be chayiv in the matanos in Zroel L'chayayim V'keva. So again, these are the two drushes. Sefri learns from Me'ezov Chezevach. Rashi learns from V'nosan L'kohen V'lo L'kalbo. So the Ma'inaf Kamina, which drusha you use, either way, you come out with the same din, that when you have a treifa animal, there's no din of Zroel L'chayayim V'keva. So there are three nafkaminas that the Achronim point out. One nafkamina, the Chazon Yecheskel in Chulin, Paretes, points out that a suffix treifa may be a nafkamina. If you say like Rashi that the p'tur is talui in the achilas kohen, that anything that bepoel is not going to be eaten by a kohen is going to be pater from the matanos. So a suffix, if you have a suffix treifa, suffix daraisa l'chumra would tell me that the kohen is not allowed to eat it. So it would be included in v'nas and l'kohen v'lo l'kalbo, and therefore would be pater. I mean, this is something you can't actually give to the kohen to eat, and therefore it's going to be pater. But if you say like the sefri, that the p'tur is tali in the shem zevach, that was this in fact a shechita, so it could be that that we don't know, it's a suffix that it might be a shem zevach, and therefore it's a suffix zevach, and a motzi mechaver olaf araya. So if you want to keep it away from the kohen, you're going to have to prove that it's not a shem zevach, because the assumption is that you did a shechita, it should be a shem zevach. So at the very least, or maybe a motzi mechaver olaf araya, the kohen won't be able to take it from you, but if he grabs it from you, you're not going to be able to take it back from him either, because it's a motzi mechaver olaf araya. The whole thing is besafik. According to Rashi, it's not a safik. We know the kohen can't eat it, and if he can't eat it, there's no mitzvah to give it. But according to the Sefri, maybe it's more debatable, and maybe if the kohen does take it, you wouldn't be able to take it back from him. Another nafkamina might be a treifa that, you know, there are a lot of hilchas treifa that aren't really meikar adin. That there are a lot of chumras that we added in the achronim to enhance halachas of treifas and to be extra careful. So what if you have a treifa that's not meikar adin? It's only from one of the chumras that we added in. So again, if you say like Rashi that it all depends on whether the kohen can actually eat it, well, the kohen can't actually eat it because we're machmir on these treifas, and therefore it would be pater. But if you say that it's tali in the shem zevach, like the sefri, that it's not called a zevach if it's a treifa, so maybe you could say that it is called a zevach if it's meikar adin midaraisa. It's called a zevach. The fact that we decided to be machmir in it later on doesn't take away its original status as a shem zevach. A third nafkamina might be, what if you hold shechita shein aruya shma shechita? I mean, we kept on saying that according to Rabbi Shimon, shechita shein aruya lo shma shechita, that's why it's not a shem zevach. So what if you hold shechita shein aruya shma shechita, that it does count as a valid shechita? So if you hold it totally in the shem zevach, then this is a shem zevach. It should be chayiv. Like the Sefri, it should be chayiv. But if you hold like Rashi, that it's all about whether it could be eaten by a kohen, bottom line, it's still a treifa, can't be eaten by a kohen, and it's going to be pater from the matanos. Those are the three basic nafkaminas. It's interesting, the Rambam leaves out this halacha that a treifa is pater from matanos. So that's what the Yad Avram and the Shulchan Aruch points out, that the the Rambam probably assumes, like the drasha of the Sefri, meaning he probably assumes that it's all Tali and Shem Zevach, and the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Shimon that Shechita Shein Uriah lo Shema Shechita. He paskins like the Rabbanan that Shechita Shein Uriah Shema Shechita. Memela, a treif is going to be chayiv in Matanos. That's why he doesn't quote this whole din, that a treif is pata from Matanos. The whole din is based on the premise that you hold like Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam holds like the Rabbanan that Shechita Shein Uriah is Shema Shechita, and therefore he doesn't quote this din to begin with. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter now. So we tried to find where Rabbi Shimon learns his din that treifas pata from Reishis Hagez. So we said Rabbi Shimon learns it from Tzon Tzon Mi Meiser, just like treifas pata from Meiser, so too is pata from Reishis Hagez. So the Gemara said, how do we know treifas pata from Meiser? So we had this drasha tachas hashevet that a treifas eino overes tachas hashevet, and therefore it's pata from Meiser Behema. So on the second wide line on Kuflam Vavim Beis, v'leilif Tzon Tzon Mi Bchar Ma Bchar Afilu Treifa Afreishis Hagez Afilu Treifa. Why don't we learn Tzon Tzon from Bechar and say, instead of learning Tzon Tzon from Meiser, why don't we learn Tzon Tzon from Bechar and say that just like by Bechar, the halacha applies, the halacha of Bechar, Kedushas Bechar applies even to a treifa, Reishis Hagez should apply even to a treifa. Meaning, instead of excluding a treifa from Reishis Hagez based on Tzon Tzon Mi Meiser, why don't you include a treifa in Reishis Hagez based on Tzon Tzon mi Bechar? So says the Gemara, well, what would you more likely want to compare Reishis Hagez to? Should it be more compared to Meiser, or should it be more compared to Bechar? Meaning, the word Tzon appears in all three contexts, and we need to learn the halach of Reishis Hagez on a treifa. So is Reishis Hagez more comparable, the din of Reishis Hagez more comparable to Meiser, or is it more comparable to Bechar? So says the Gemara, mistavra mi Meiser havalei lemelef. It's more mistaver that it's comparable to Meiser. Why? Because look what it has in common with Meiser. Shekin zucharim, temein, bimerubin, merechem, adam, pashut, lefnei adibur. It has seven things in common with Meiser. What are all these seven things? So you look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Meiser, v'reish sagez, lo bi'inan zucharim. The first item on the list is that Meiser and Reish sagez both do not need to be males. Bechor does. Ve'ein noagin bitmeim. And also, Meiser and Reish sagez is not knowing on non-kosher animals. Av Bechor ein mal zachar v'noig b'chamar, but Bechor, it can only be males, and it's also noig on a non-kosher animal, namely a chamar. We have such a thing of pidyon petach chamar. Meiser v'reish sagez ein mal b'merubim. Also, another thing they have in common is that meiser v'reish sagez is only when you have a significant number. Meiser basara v'reish sagez b'chamesh. Meiser, you need at least 10 animals. V'reish sagez, we learned in our Mishnah, you need at least 5 animals. Ve'einon kedoshim merechem. Also, merechem, they're not kadosh merechem, they're not kadosh from birth, whereby Meiser Reish Sagez, as opposed to Bechor, which is kadosh from birth, ve'ein noagin ba'adam, there's no din of Meiser of people, there's no din of taking Reish Sagez of people, right? Upshar notwithstanding, we don't take Reish Sagez of people, we only take Reish Sagez of sheep. Aval Bechor, noig bi'yachid, ve'kadosh merechem, ve'noig ba'adam. But a Bechor is noig by even an individual animal, is if it's a Bechor, it's a Bechor, it has Kedush Bechor, and it's Kadosh Mirachem already from birth, and it's Noeg Ba'adam. Meiser v'geiz ein noagim el b'pshutin ve'ein, and also Meiser and Reish Sagez is noig b'pshutin with non-Bechor animals. They don't apply to Bechor animals. Ve'ein l'fnei adibur, and they did not exist before Kabbalah Satorah. Al b'chor was kachu b'mitzrayim, but there was already Kedushas Bechor in Mitzrayim. So again, these are all the things on the list that Meiser and Reish Sagez have in common. So says the Gemara, yeah, that's an impressive list, but there's an even more impressive list of things that Reish Sagez has in common with Bechor. Adraba, mi Bechor avalei lemelech. We should have learned it from Bechor, Shekein, because look at the list of things that it has in common with Bechor. Yasom, shalachu b'shutfus, nasnu b'fnei kohen, b'kedusha, mechira, v'hanach nefishin. Meaning, you count it up, it turns out that there are 8 things that it has in common with Bukhar. What are these eight things? So again, look at Rashi for some help over here. Rashi in the Adrab mi Bukhar avle lev shken yasam shalachu b'shutfus nasnu b'fnei kohen b'kedusha b'mukhir v'anach nefishin. Bukhar v'resh sagei is noig b'yasam. Both Bukhar and resh sagei are noig on an orphaned animal. Afal b'shemesi imo kodem leidasam. Meaning an animal whose mother died during birth. In a situation where the child goes off to life and the mother goes off to death, that would be a yasam. You wouldn't say an animal is a yasam if its mother is not still alive. That doesn't make an animal a yasam. When we refer to yasam, we refer to the mother dying during childbirth. Aval meiser lo, but meiser it's not so. The gomer tachas tachas mikachim, the chsiv tachas imo, prat li yasam. By meiser we have a special exclusion of yasam. Aval bechor kadosh va'afilu yasom, a bechor is kadosh even if it's a yasom, v'yira atchi yistayiv v'yochel b'mum ala kohen, and it would graze until it develops a mum, and then it's eaten with its mum by a kohen. Bechor v'geiz no'agim b'lakuach u'b'shutfus. Bechor and geiz is no'ag even on a purchased animal and on an animal that you own b'shutfus, that you own in partnership with someone. Avalakuach patur min ha'meiser. But if you purchase an animal, you patur from meiser. V'chein ha'shutfus. Also, if you own an animal b'shutfus, you patur from meiser. T'chsiv yiluch avalo shutfus. V'chein shenaslo matana misach b'chor spek basra. And similarly, if it was nasnu, if it was given to you as a matana, it would be patur. Bifnei, so what does bifnei mean? Bifnei kohen, b'chor v'geiz no'agim af shalo bifnei abayis. Bifnei means that b'chor and geiz are no'ag even shalo bifnei abayis, even when there's no beis hamikdash. Avon ma'iselok, in fact, from the b'chor is parak basra, gzeri mishum l'koach, mishum yasom. But ma'iser is not no'ag shalo bifnei abayis because of a gzeira. We're afraid you're going to mess up with the kedusha, so we made a gzeira not to be no'ag ma'iser behema shalo bifnei abayis. B'chor v'geiz mimatnos kuhunahein. The lamaiser, the kohen is another item on the list. The bechor and geiz are part of matnas kuhuna. Meiser is not part of the matnas kuhuna. The nechel hula bailim kishlamim, because it could be eaten by a bailim like a carbon shlamim. You don't need to give it to the kohen. And what else on the top Rashi? Bekedusha bechor ino tzarich lahakdish. You don't need to be makdish a bechor. Because it's kadosh right when it's born. The geiz nami ain't sort of hakdish. You also don't need to be makdish the geiz, the shearings of the sheep. They ain't kedusha chalalav because there is no kedusha on reishis hageiz. Aval meiser makdisha b'shevet, but the meiser behema you do need to be makdish. That's one understanding of what the kedusha means. Rashi says another possibility of what the kedusha means. Lishna achrina amri. Amri lei, b'kedusha b'char v'geiz nichsei kohen l'kadish bo'os ha'isha. B'kedusha means that it's actually the mamun ha'kohen to the point that he can even be m'kadish nisha with it. As opposed to meiser, which is not the nichsei bailim to be m'kadish nisha with. Rashi then says he doesn't like this pshat. He thinks that it's all mamun bailim and that even Meisr is Mamun Bailim, and that you are able to be Makadish Nisha with it. So he doesn't think Bikdusha means relates to whether you could be Makadish Nisha with it. He thinks Bikdusha relates to whether you have a mitzvah to be Makdish it. So Bechor doesn't need, you don't need to be Makdish it. It's already Kadosh Mirechem. Geiz, also you don't need to be Makdish because there is no Kedusha. As opposed to Meisr, you do need to be Makdish it B'shevet. Fine. What Rashi might be saying is not whether there's a mitzvah to be makdish, but whether the kedusha is chal even if you're not makdish. Meaning, it could be that by bechor there is such a din that by bechor, even though it's kadosh merechem, there's still a mitzvah lahakdisho. It's a very unusual thing, but we do have such a din that sometimes, even though something already has kedusha, we have a mitzvah to declare that kedusha to be makdish. For instance, every single week on Shabbos. Shabbos comes whether we like it or not, right? Shabbos is going to come when the sun sets on Friday. We don't have to make it Shabbos. Shabbos will come. Yet, we have a mitzvah lakdisha. We have a mitzvah to say Kiddush. So you have a similar din by Bukhar that even though Bukhar is Kadosh Mirechem, nevertheless, you have a mitzvah lakdisha. Over here, Rashi is simply referring to the idea that it's Kadosh Mirechem, that it's Kadosh even without you being makdishit. And the last thing that it has in common is umechira. A Bukhar, a Kohen is able to sell a Bukhar, and he's able to sell the gaze, but Meiser can't be sold, because Meiser has that inherent Kedusha. So anyway, bottom line is, instead of learning Reishis Hageis from Meiser, the Gemara is saying we should learn Reishis Hageis from Bechor because it has more in common with Bechor than it has with Meiser. So therefore, it should apply even to a Trefa. Instead of excluding it from Trefa, it should apply even to a Trefa. So answers the Gemara, Pashut mi Pashut Adiflei. With all the different things it has in common, the most important thing that it has in common is something it has in common with Meiser and not with Bechor, and that is that it applies to even a Behema that's not a Bechor. So we thought that's the most important commonality. Meaning, sometimes you could have several things in common with one person and fewer things in common with the other. But the few things that you have in common with the other are so much more important and so much more about your core beliefs and who you are that you feel like you have much more in common with the person that you have less in common with. So too over here. Even though if you count the numbers, there's more in common with Bechor than there is in common with. Than there is in common with Meiser, but still, since that which it has in common with Meiser is much more fundamental, namely that it applies to a Pashut, so that's going to be the overpowering drasha. And that's why we exclude Trefa from Reish Sagez. Fine, says Gemara Vayter. Reish Sagez ain't noig el Berchelim. The Mishnah said the Reish Sagez is only noig Berchelim. So minani mili, it's not noig on goats, it's only noig Berchelim. So how do I know this? So Amrav Chista Asya Giza Giza. We learn Xer Shava Giza Giza. Ksifa ha Reish Sagez son chatit and lo ksifa son migez kifsei is chamam. So mala halan kvasim afkan kvasim. So just like a migez kifsei is obviously kvasim, it says kifsei beferish. So too Reish Sagez soncha is referring to dafka kvasim. Tosis points out very strange Gezer Shava, because where are these psukim? One of them is pasuk in Chumash, and the other one's a pasuk in Eov. Normally, we have a rule: divrei Torah mi divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinan. So Tosas says what Tosas always says when we have a problem like this, which is gilui milsa bialmahu. It's not a real drasha. It's not a real limud. It's not a real Gezer Shava. It's just a gilui milsa. But it's just showing you how to teach a word. Because that you're allowed to do. Gemara Baba Kama says that taicha word you're allowed to learn from Nach, but in terms of actual limud min halacha, that you're not allowed to learn from Nach. So it's a little interesting because Tosfos points out that it doesn't really fit so well in our Gemara, because the Gemara after it rejects this drasha and learns from a different drasha, the Gemara is going to say, yeah, but then what are you going to do with this gzer shav of giza giza? What do you mean, what are you going to do with it? If it was just a Gilui Milsa, it wasn't a real Gzeira Shava, then what kind of kasha, what are you going to do with it? You don't have to do anything with it. So it doesn't fit so well over here. It's a little problematic. So anyway, Frakta Gemara, V'nelev Giza Giza mi Bukhar. Why don't we instead learn Giza Giza from Bukhar? D'tanya lo savod b'Bukhar shorchav lo sagos b'Bukhar tzonecha. So it says Gemara, no, en liyal shor b'avodav tzon b'Giza. Minayin litein esamr shal zeh b'zeh v'esamr shal zeh b'zeh. So I would only know from here, shor b'avodav and tzon, that there's an Isra of Avoda on the shore and Giza on the Tzon. How do I know that there's an Isra of Avoda on the Tzon and Giza on the shore as well? Tamalomar lo savor v'losa goes. Amarkra, titen lo v'lo l'sako. So the Pasuk says, titen lo, that you give to him v'lo l'sako, and not to make a sack out of. So that's how we know it's got to be Giza, that's dafka by its own, where it has wool shearings, and not just shearings of skin or of something else. Elameata, notzer shel izim l'chayiv, but then the goat hairs should be chayiv also, in Reish Sagez. So it says, Gemara be'in Giza v'leka. Now, goat hairs don't count as Giza. Man shamalei haisvaro, who told you that cutting off the goat, the stuff that grows on the goat, is not called Giza? Who's the one that holds of that? Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds such a din. But hamodi Rabbi Yossi b'midi d'orche. Rabbi Yossi also thinks that anything that's normal, anything that's a normal thing to cut off the animal, would be chayiv in Reish Sagez. Now, it is normal to be tolesh from the goat. I mean, you want to say that the way you cut off a goat is not called Giza. It's not a shearing of the goat. And Rabbi Yossi holds only shearings are chayiv in Reish Sagez. Yeah, that's kind of true when it's normal to shear. I mean, what Rabbi Yossi would say is that if, let's say, you took a power hose and you washed your sheep with a power hose and wool came off of it, so that would be putter, because that's not a shearing. It's just a power wash. So that would be pata from Reish Sagez. But Rabbi Yossi's moda, that even if it's not a typical shearing, but if it's a normal way to remove something from an animal, it would be chayiv in Reish Sagez. So a goat should also be chayiv in Reish Sagez. So it says, Mara Elkadam Rabbi Shuban Levi, La Mod L'Shareis, Dover Arroy L'Sherus. So Achanami, Dover Arroy L'Sherus. It has to be something that's right to make the big day kuhun out of. And the goat shearings are not something that's right to make big day kuhun out of. So El Giza Giza L'Mayasa. So what am I going to do then with the Gzer Shavav Giza Giza? what Tosfos was referring to before. The Kasha, the Gemara asks, what am I going to do with Giza Giza? The Tanna de Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanna de Rabbi Shmuel, Kvasim Shetzmar and Kasha, Pturim Resh Sagez. If you have a sheep that have very hard wool, it's Pata from Resh Sagez. Shenemar, Migez, Kivse Yishamam. And we learn from that Pasuk, Tanicha, the Goz is a Seizim Mishotif, Sorechel and Pater. We have one Bryce that tells us that when you shear goats or when you power wash sheep, their pater, that which comes off them is pater. But we have another brisa that when you power wash the rechelim, they're going to be chayiv. Those shearings are chayiv in Reish Sageis. So what do we do with the stira? It's not a stira, it's a machlokas. One's reflecting the sheet of the rabbanon and one Rabbi Yossi. Titania, because we have a brisa, leket kitzircha velo leket kituf, that the chiv of leket is only when you're when your coats are in your field. But if you're kotef, if you just uproot, you don't cut, so then you're not going to have a chiv of leket. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ein leket ela haba machmas kotzir. Rabbi Yossi says, leket is only going to be when you are kotzer. So Rabbi Yossi hainu tanakamer, Rabbi Yossi and tanakamer saying the same thing, that leket is only when you do a maisa ktsira. So it says, yeah, kula Rabbi Yossi hi. There is no two shitos in that price. So it's both Rabbi Yossi, vachi katani, she Rabbi Yossi Omer, but bottom line is, what do you see? That Rabbi Yossi thinks that how something is detached, how something is cut off matters. So just like by leket, it matters that it has to be dafka through maisik tzira, so too by reish sagez, it has to be dafka through a giza. If it's through power wash, that's not called being gozes, and mele that's not going to be chayiv in reish sagez. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita. But Rabbi Yossi would agree, as we said before, and we're about to say again, that when it's midi du orche, when it's a normal way to remove it from the animal, then it would be included b'chal giza. Amr Ravacha b'rei Rav Ravashi mod Rabbi Yossi b'midi d'urche. Detani Rabbi Yossi amr katsir eini el katsir oker minayin tamal amr liktzar. Rabbi Yossi thinks if you're oker, that also counts. Why? Because that's a normal way to take grains from a field, not only to be kotzer but to also be oker, to also pull out with your hands. Tolish minayin tamal amr b'kutzrucha. So how do I know to detach? Also b'kutzrucha. So why are those ways of detaching included? Because they're normal. We have a brace that supports this. Malbanos betzelim shebena yerek. If you have, let's say, onion patches that are growing between vegetable gardens, so Rabbi Yossi Omer peya mikolechad ve'echad. Rabbi Yossi would say you have to give peya from each of the. You have to leave peya, leave a corner off of each of the vegetable gardens. Meaning, since there are onions being mafsik between the different vegetable gardens, that counts as a hafsik. It doesn't count as one large field. It counts as several small fields, each of which it's chayiv in its own peya. The Chum omrim me'achas al hakol, and the Chum say it's one peya on everything. But the bottom line is that according to Rabbi Yossi, the betzelim are chayiv in peya, even though you're not kotzer them, you don't do a maisa ktsira on them. So it sounds like even things that don't have a maisa ktsira, how do you take onions? You uproot them from the ground. So it sounds like even things that don't have a maisa ktsira, nevertheless, are still going to be chayiv and peya. Don't you need to be kotzer? No, you just need to do something that's orchei. You just need to do something that's normal. So as long as you do something that's normal, that's going to be fine. You just need to detach in the normal way. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita. Fine. V'kamahu merubah. Then the Mishnah went on to say, how much is considered merubah where you first chayiv and reish sagez? So Bishlam v'shami tati nami ekritzon. I understand Bishlam says two is merubah because we find that two is called zon. El beisil my time. Why does beisil say you need five? So I'm Rav Kana Amakra. Because the pasuk that Basil quotes says asuyos, that once it hits five, it's now eligible for two mitzvahs, not just matanos, where even one would be enough for matanos, but even resh sagez as well. Matanos. How do you know the two mitzvahs are resh sagez matanos? Maybe you're only chayv in bechora on the fifth one. So bechora chada milah mechayva. What are you talking about? You think one animal is not chayv in bechor? Ultamech matanos chada milah mechayva. So he says, yeah, but you can ask the same kasha on you, because matanos also, you're chayiv even on just one. Ela amar Ravashi, asuyos shema asos espalein va'omoslo kumasei mitzvah. Asuyos means, when it hits five, that's when you have something that forces the bailim to go do the mitzvah of giving reishis hagez. That's how we darshan from asuyos. Tanit ber Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Omer, mishum aviv, arba, that the chayiv is when there are four. Meaning, So Beshamai said two, Beisil said five. Those are the numbers of animals you need to be chayv in reish tageiz. But Rabbi Yossi said four. Shneamar va'arbatzon tachsaseh. So Tanya Amar Rebbe. So Rebbe said ilmali divrei and divrei Torah v'divrei beribi divrei Kabbalah anan divrei beribi shomin. Had Beshamai Beisil been based on psukim and Rabbi Yossi been based on divrei Kabbalah, I still would have taken Rabbi Yossi's shita. V'kolshkein divrei Kabbalah v'divrei beribi divrei Torah. But now that Beshamai Beisil are based on psukim in Nach and Rabbi Yossi is based on pasukim Chumash, so all the more so I'm going to follow Rabbi Yossi's shita and not the shita Beshamai Beisil. Rashi has an interesting comment over here. Rashi writes, why do we call divrei Nevi'im divrei Kabbalah? So Rashi writes, Toras Moshe Kruya Torah, Lefi Shenitna Torah Ledoros. Torah has an implication of a teaching that applies for all times. V'shel Nevi'im lo kari ala Kabbalah, shekiblu miruach HaKadosh kol Nevu'a Nevu'a, Lefi Tzorach HaShoa V'ador V'maisa. But Nevi'im were specific instructions received by the Navi in his time. Now it happens to be that anything that was written down in the Navi, only Nevu'ah Shehutzru Chaladaros was written down in the Navi. There were many, many Nevi'im that never made it into the Navi because their Nevu'os were not Hutzru Chaladaros. But the point is, why weren't those Nevu'os already given to Moshe Rabbeinu? Because it wasn't yet Nogeya in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah is timeless. That's the implication of the word Torah. Kabbalah is something you need to receive in a given circumstance. So it could be much of what was received by the Navi not only applied in their circumstances, but then applies forward as well, going forward to future generations as well. But it wasn't eternal in the sense that it wasn't something that had to be given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, there's a lot more to say about that because there's a Gemara that says that all of Nach was given to Moshe Rabbeinu also. But okay, we'll leave that aside for now. We'll wait till we get to Maseches Megillah on the second go around and discuss that. So anyway, so says Gemara Vamar Einach Rosh Lishus Machras. But I thought we don't paskin like a middle ground shita. And Rabbi Yossi over here is a middle ground shita. We have one shita that says two, that's Beshamai. One shita that says five, that's Beisil. Rabbi Yossi goes in the middle and says four. So Rabbi Yochum Pishmua Amram Pichagai Zachari Malachi. Yeah, but he had a very strong tradition that dates back to the Nevi'im, and therefore that's why we're going to paskin like it, even though it's a shita Machras. Rabbi Dosim and Akina Somer, the Mishnah went on to say that Rabbi Dosim ben Akina said that five rechelos that are gozeis manu pras are chayv in resh sagez manu pras from each one. So says the Gemara v'kamakol shehin. Then the Mishnah went on to say that and how much do you give to the kohen a kol shehin? Right, the Mishnah said on kuflam and hayam and aleph v'chamram chamish rechelos gozos. Kol Shehin, that five sheep that all you shear off, unlike Rabbi Dosim ben Akinas, the Chacham said even just a Kol Shehin. So we know what Rabbi Dosim ben Akinas says. What do the Chacham mean by Kol Shehin? Four opinions. Amrav, Manu Pras, Ublvachi Umchumashos. A Manu Pras altogether from all five animals, as long as it's split into five even parts. Ushmuel Amar, Shishim. Shmuel says it would be Shishim. 60 Sela, Venosin Sela Achas the Kohen, and you only need to give one Sela to a Kohen. Rabbi Brachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So what's the Kol Shehin? The Kol Shehin is what you give to the Kohen, not the full shearings, according to Shmuel. Rabbi Brachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sheish. Six Slaim, Le Kohen Chamisha, Ve'echad Lo. Five you give to a Kohen, and one you get to keep. So what's the Kol Shehin? The Kol Shehin is what you get to keep, is the Shirayim has to be a Kol Shehin. Ula Amar Reb Lazar, Kol Shehin Sheninu, Kol Shehin Sheninu Tnan. Tnan, V'kama Nosin Lo Mishkal, Kol Shehin Sheninu. It says Kol Shehin, it means a Kol Shehin. Tnan, V'kama Nosin Lo Mishkal Chamesh Slaim B'Yehuda, Shein Eser Slaim B'Galil. It says in the Mishnah, how much do you give to the Kohen? You give Chamesh Slaim B'Yehuda, which is Eser Slaim B'Galil. So Bishlam El Rav Rabbi Yochanan Nichas. So according to Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, that works out fine. El Shmuel Rabbi Lazar Kasha. According to Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar, who say that you give a Sela to a Kohen, what do you mean? It says Chamesh. How can you say that you give a Sela to a Kohen? How does that work out? Ultameich L'Rav Mi Nicha. Why you think Rav works out so well? For Rav and Shmuel Darmi Tavai Reishis Hagayis B'Shishim. But Rav and Shmuel both say Reishis Hagayis is B'Shishim. So where do you get Shishim? So Hit Mar Allah Dahi Rav and Shmuel Darmi Tavaiu B'Yisrael Shiyesh Lo Gizin Harbe Askinu Mvakish Litnu L'Kohen. No, that was talking about a case where you have a lot of Reishis Hagayis to give, and you have with 1/60th you have enough to give to many different Kohanim. And you want to know how much to give to each Kohen. That each one you should not give no less than Chamesh Slaim. But Einoch Inami, you need Shishim to begin the Chiyuv. Once you have Shishim, then you have to figure out how much to give to each Kohen. That's what the Mishnah is saying. To each Kohen, you give no less than Chamesh Slaim. So that's for each Kohen. Gufa, Rav Shmuel, Dar Mitzvah, Reish Segeis, B'Shishim, Trum B'Shishim, Pei B'Shishim, Pei B'Shishim. So they say that there are several things that have a din of Shishim. Reish Segeis, Truma, and Pei, all have a din of Shishim. So frankly, Mar, Truma B'Shishim, V'anan Tanan, Truma Ayin Yafa, Echad Me'arba'im. Is there really a shear of Truma of 1/60th? No, we learned that shear of Truma is 1/40th, if you're generous. Daraisa B'Shishim, no, Midaraisa, though, it's 1/60th. Darabanan Barba'im, Midarabanan, that you should give 1/40th. Daraisa B'Shishim, V'am Shmuel Chitachas Pateras Disagree. How can you say Daraisa is B'Shishim? We learned even a Chitachas is good enough Daraisa. Daraisa get the Shmuel. No, Daraisa really, like Shmuel said, the Chitachas Pateras Kalakri, the Rabbanan, Bida Oraisa Achas Me'arba'im, Mid Rabbanan, if it's Truma Da Oraisa, you should give 1/40th, the Rabbanan, Bida Rabbanan, B'Shishim, Mid Rabbanan, on Truma Da Rabbanan, you can give 1/60th. Just one more line. Pei B'Shishim, Vatnan Eild Vram Shein Lam Shir, HaPei V'Bikur V'Arayon, how can you say Pei is B'Shishim? Pei, we say every morning, it's one of the things that doesn't have a Shir. So it says more, Da Oraisa Eild Lam Shir, Da Rabbanan B'Shishim. Da Oraisa doesn't have a Shir, but Da Rabbanan, you should give 1/60th. Michael Mashman, Tanina, ein pasul in peyam b'shishim. We already learned that peyam b'shishim. Af pisham rapeya in lashir. So hasam ba'aretz hachal b'chutz laaretz. No, but there it's so many in our Yisrael. Now we're teaching even in chutz laaretz the same is true. Okay, we'll stop there from Kisalik. We'll pick up from Kisalik by the Shem tomorrow.